How you come up with something? Radio.
City presents to you Intimate Encounters with your hosts, Miss Toya, Taj, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts and enjoy the show.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cash. You know me, Young Dolomite. Got my boy Father Time, better known as the Reverend
Leon Running Love.
What's good, Leon Running Love, baby?
What's cracking, dude?
Chilling. I got my boy on the line for the second week in a row. I guess he liked the way things were flowing last week. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm chilling, man. How y'all doing, man?
Cool, man. Doing the same way we do it every week. Y'all know what this is. Intimate Encounters. Oh, man. Got a lot of static back there, man. Am I at the racetrack?
Nah, man. No. There we go.
Okay.
A little loud.
Okay. Dude, man, check this out. You know me, I want to do a little Q&A today. That's cool with you, dog?
I can work with it, man. What's up?
I mean, shit, I got a gang of them, dog. I got a gang of questions I want to ask. You know me. I want to get deep and intimate. I want to know why women's think the way they think, the way fellas think, the way they think. We're going to get into all that. I'm pretty sure we all got questions we want to ask. But, hey, before we even get into that, dog, check this out, man. I went in the archives, man. I got your favorite singer on standby, dog.
Kelly?
Nah, man. This dude was begging way before R. Kelly, dog.
Oh, that's Keith.
Yeah, so we're going to play that little Keith Sweat, then we're going to come back, and then we're going to get into all these Q&As. All right.
I
I ain't the only one that had that tape. With Keith Sweat on one side, I'll be sure on the other side.
Yeah, I think you was the only one.
I know
tape,
I wasn't
bro.
The only one.
I think you was the only one with that tape.
Man, you from the G. You had that tape. You had that tape. I know Tama had it because he took it from me.
I don't remember that, dude. I'll be sure.
Dude. I'll be sure. Night and day, come on, man. Come on, dog. Don't act like you ain't listening to that.
I think I
would have somebody like Lenny Williams or OJ's or something. Oh, my God. There you go. Dude, I remember that acid watch outfit you used to have.
Let me ask Buddy and Candy a question.
What?
I'm going to ask y'all a question. When y'all see a guy, do y'all check out his ass?
No.
What about you, Ken? Do you actually check out a man's ass? Because, guys, when we see a girl, we going to scope that ass. What do you be looking for?
Um,
I mean, what can his ass tell you about it?
Nothing. I just be looking.
All right, I'm just wondering.
I don't look at the back. I look at the front. Seriously, though.
There you go. How you doing, Bottle?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
We good today.
I'm good every day.
There we go.
No, girl.
I'm gonna let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so check this out, dog. I got a question. Alright, I'm gonna ask the ladies this. Alright. We know. Well, you know what? I'm gonna ask the fellas this. We know lingerie come in all colors, right? What color to you is the biggest turn on? What color can a woman have on to just you be like, oh, that lingerie, that's it right there. Tom,
it's not about the clothes to me. What drives me crazy is a woman with red lipstick on.
So lingerie had nothing to do with it.
I could care less about that. If she got on some red lipstick, any color red. A little dark red, a little light red, any kind of red. That shit drive me crazy, man. I love that shit, man. It's just a super turn on to me, dude.
Man.
Super turn on. I don't care what color she's
okay.
wearing over the clothes.
I mean, I'm just saying. I feel you, dog. But me personally, nah, mine varies because it's like if you like a real dark woman. I love to see that. You put a dark woman in some red or something real bright, something that's just really going to stand out. Oh, that's just sexy to me. It's like the lighter you are, the darker the color should be.
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, I truly believe that.
Okay.
What about you,
Dan?
Dude.
Yeah, turquoise, man. You need turquoise, man. Turquoise is a color, man, that go light or dark. It doesn't matter, man. Turquoise, man, lingerie look good on anybody, man.
Okay.
All
right.
Turquoise.
Yeah, yeah. You can be edgy, no
okay.
Put on turquoise, man. You be straight.
Okay. I'm feeling you on that. I'm feeling you on that butter can.
Yeah.
What is it that a man can put on that just, I mean, that he can come in the room and he got this on that just drives you crazy?
I love to see a chocolate man in some nice fitted cotton briefs. not the panty pants. They like shorts, but they fit it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
The ones that come like past your thigh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they fit it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So a man coming down, he fresh out the shower, he got his nice fitted boxes on. That's turned on to you.
Yes, especially if he's shining.
Are we talking like wrestling shorts?
No, man, not those. Like, you know, the you come in with some wrestling shorts, man. I don't know what the fuck you go.
I'm trying to picture this. What the fuck is? Go ahead. Pass
it's draw
pass.
That come down to about your about the top of your knee or a little higher.
Oh,
like you
got to
wear
like
when
you're
doing like. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I mean,
guess
they look like that. Top. Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
It's not whitey tidies or nothing. But it's of that fabric.
Okay. Oh, okay. So wait a minute, Butter, you said if he's shining, what you mean? Like straight
oiled
out the shower.
I don't like an ashy man.
I mean, I understand that, but I'm saying do you like it like when he's straight out the shower or he just, you know, I'm saying,
he's
or he got to be greased
or baby,
up.
I mean, not greasy. I don't want him greasy like a piece of chicken, just like, you know, he looks moist. He looks like, you know, like a chocolate piece of cake, you know.
Okay, 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 okay. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just sleepy.
Oh, oh shit. He called you last night, didn't he?
What?
Don't worry about
it. No.
My computer wasn't acting right. I was so disappointed.
No, I did not get a call.
Janine, let me ask you something.
Yes.
We were saying what, now me personally, I believe the lighter you are, except for your case. Well, you got that earth tone skin, so I guess you can go either way. But what is it that a man can have on that just drives you crazy?
What can he have on?
Yeah,
what color?
Mother said, yeah, well, what color or anything, like Butter said, the boxer shorts that come, like, you know, that look like the biker shorts. I'm not sure what they call, but.
Oh, I know it's the one she talking about. I like a man in his, like a man that do manual labor in his work clothes. That's sexy to me.
How sweet. He come in and with the work clothes on.
With his work boots.
let me get my boots out. Okay, okay, work boots. So he come in with his work boots, take his shirt off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
off
that.
The bed.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you. I'm digging that candy. I ain't get to you, baby. What you like?
Well, I like. Some people look good in just anything, or naked. I like yellow. On a dark.
Yellow?
Yeah, yellow is okay.
So
on a dark
man, have some,
yeah.
Some yellow drawers on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Sean, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing.
long time no hear from. How's the school going? You know, you always say you're doing your homework while you're listening
right,
to it. So how's school going?
It's getting on my damn nerves. That's what it's doing.
No, well, don't worry about it, baby. Hang in there. Hang in there. So now let me ask you, baby. What is it that a man can have on that's going to drive you crazy?
Oh, shit. He could be buck naked with some Issey Miyake on.
Some what?
Yeah. Cologne, man.
Buck naked. With the Issey
Miyake. I thought she said
Mr. Miyake.
She said Mr. Miyake. That's what I thought she said. Butt naked with Issey Miyake. What?
Oh, my God.
I ain't never heard of that. Come on, now. I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I mean, you know, father, you know, time when he... No,
I'm like that. I'm on the way to life. Yeah, brute man, don't forget about the brute, dog.
What? I forgot about the brute in eighth grade, man. I left brute alone in eighth grade.
Right, that's old school.
For real.
I'm old school.
Hey, right,
we got my girl on here.
Felicia, what's up, baby?
Hello.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Hello, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
How the business coming along, baby?
Oh, it's rough shit. That's what I've been doing. I called last week, but I was cooking, and I didn't want to be rude, so I never pressed the number.
Well,
you have to send me the link.
Well, I'm glad you...
You gotta send me your link.
Oh, I will.
You gonna answer this question for me, good Reverend.
Yes, I will. A man in all black.
All black.
All black.
Yeah, that's sexy too.
He come in, he got his black beat on, or his black t-shirt, black jeans. You gotta have the black shoes too.
Yep.
All black. Okay.
If you gonna have an all black, you might as well put that mask on.
Wait a minute. Hold up, now. Hold on, Denise. Wait a minute. The mask? What mask?
Act like he gonna rob you or something.
Yes, yes.
I hear racist trying to get you.
Oh, that's the robber. That's right.
Oh, hell.
Okay. You make sure you inbox me that address. I will be there in black. Now, hold on now. I don't want you to be talking about, oh, motherfucker, I thought you was a real robber. Dude, I got you to the chest. I don't need that double tap.
Don't need
tap,
no
man.
Mistake. No fault.
Right. I don't need that double tap, man. Come on, damn, Taz, baby. I thought you was a robber for real. You ain't tell me you had a phone in your hand. Nah. Hold on, baby. He's saying. Hey, Ty, but did you hear that, man?
No, man, no, I was somewhere else. What I missed?
Well, Lisa said you got to come in with all black on. That's a turn on. And Janine said you might as well put that mask on. Go ahead and tell him again. What you going to say, Janine, when you walk through the door, when he got on that mask?
Oh, Mr. Robber.
Somebody love the robber.
I told her, though. Hey, I told her, make sure you know it's me now, because, shit, you get hit with that double tap in the chest with that 4-4, that ain't nothing nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sean says she got something she want to talk about. Go ahead, Sean. John?
Huh?
Go ahead, what do you want to talk about? What did you want to talk about?
The same old thing. Lame ass niggas.
Bring it.
You must have went to go see the Tyler Perry movie.
Let me tell y'all my story, huh?
You went to go see the Tyler Perry movie?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Am I gonna think even worse?
Go ahead, what happened? What do you do?
Where do I start? I get a phone call from one of my little male friends, right? And he moved to Memphis. So he calls me on my phone and he tells me, he was just talking about, yeah, your sister sent me a message or whatever, you know, and it's like on this little website thing. But he's like, yeah, she sent me a message, and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, what you say? He was like, I responded back. She just asked me, you know, how was I doing? Because she's talking to his friend or whatever, so, and I was talking to him. So, anyway, he was like, I'm up here in Louisiana now. He was like, and you there, so I could tell you. He gonna say, one night your sister was over there and old boy was gone, which is his roommate, was gone, and she came and she knocked on my door and she asked for a cigarette. And he was like, and so I gave her the cigarette and we got into this conversation. And then he was like, and anyway, she was like, she asked me to pull my dick out. I'm like, so I'm on the phone, like, just burning up, right? He like, and so I pulled it out, but she couldn't see it. And so she told me to pull it out again. And he, she told me to pull it out again. And he like, and I pulled it out, and she held it in her hand. She was like, she held it in her hand, and then she put her head down there like she was going to put her mouth on it. And after he said that, I just immediately hung the phone up. So he called me back and just kept ringing the phone talking about it was a joke. Now, what y'all think? Come on now. Who makes up that shit? What y'all think? You tell me.
He didn't. He wanted to see if he was going to handle the, how he was going to handle the truth.
I missed it. What did he do? What did he do at the end?
He told me that my sister, because they roommates, you know what I'm saying? They was roommates when they was up here. They was up here on the job.
He was cheating.
He told. Huh?
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm hearing a lot of stuff in the background.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said that his roommate left. My sister came and knocked on the door, asked for a cigarette, and they got into this deep conversation. She well, let me see your stuff. He ended up pulling it out, and she like, oh, wait, I couldn't see it. Pull it up again. So he pulled it out, and she put it in her hand, and then she put her head down there like she was going to put her mouth on it, but she didn't. So I hung the phone up on him, right, and then he calls me back like 50 damn times and leaving messages like I was just playing. It was a joke. Come on now. Who plays like that?
Did you ask your sister if it really happened?
I couldn't even talk to my sister because I was going to fucking explode, but it's just the whole thing of how do I know you playing now? You know what I'm saying?
You got to ask your sister. She'll tell you the truth, won't she?
I don't know.
It depends on what kind of relationship her sister have.
Because before with my other friend, she went to I was talking to this one dude in particular. She goes and tells him, see, this is why you can't bring your niggas. It says you can't bring your niggas around your family. She goes and tells him she got a girl that want to holler at him. She goes and picks the girl up from Walmart and bring him to my friend. And he calls me and tells me, like, your sister trying to hook me up with some girl. I'm like, you fucking kidding me. He like, no, she went to go pick her up from Walmart. What do y'all think it is? What's the beef?
Wow.
I believe he knows the truth, and he.
I
and
need
he
y'all
just,
opinion on that.
I believe.
Well, hold on.
Knows.
We're gonna go down the line. We're gonna start with Butter. Butter, what you think?
I believe he told her the truth, and he was trying to see how her reaction was gonna be, and because she hung up, he didn't want no, you know, heavy confusion, so he called back saying it was a joke.
Okay. What about you, Candy?
I believe the same thing Butter does. It had to been the truth. He was just trying to see what would happen.
What about you, Janae? What you think?
I don't know, because, I mean, I think you would know your sister better than anybody. I would just ask her, and just to even see what she say, just to see what she saying, because, I mean, you can pretty much tell when your, you know, especially somebody that's that close to you is lying or something. I would just at least see what she's saying.
Right, but see, what got me is the outcome that may be of it, you know, because of the simple fact she did go to Walmart and she did, you know what I'm saying, go to Walmart to bring this other babe, you know what I'm saying, to meet my friend. What type of shit is this? Now, who does that? You know what I'm saying? So I don't even know, you know, how I would go about, and then me and my sister already beefing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to do the right thing, you know what I'm saying, and not to go to her and she say, you know what I'm saying, the wrong shit, then it's going to be ugly.
All right. Sean, calm down. Take a break. Calm down.
I know, man. This man.
We got my man Lamar. Lamar, what's up? Welcome to the show, Lamar.
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. What's up,
good,
Lamar?
All right, man, you know, I was trying to catch, you know what I'm saying, like, the whole thing of the show, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I came in, like, in the middle of it, so I don't know, like, what's really, like, going on right now.
What's going on with you, bro? What you want to talk about?
Not much, man. I'm out here right now, man. Hey, I'm sitting up there and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, I can get my old lady on my trail, you know what I'm saying?
You trying to figure out how to get your old lady off your trail.
Man.
Stop trailing, brother.
Look, baby, look. Hey, married, trying to get up out of it, don't know how to do it.
You're trying to leave her?
Man, look, man, it's problems in a relationship, I ain't gonna lie. But see, the kids keeping me right there right now, you know what I'm saying? So I keep drinking on that Hennessy and keep on moving, you know what I'm saying? That's all I keep trying to stay motivated.
Okay. Are y'all arguing and stuff all the time?
Arguing. Man, it's too much, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Put it like this, it's more fighting than fucking.
Okay, well, how is that helping the kids?
That's what I was about to say. Because at the end of the day, with whoever you want to stay with, the kids always pick up a vibe that there's a problem and they're unhappy. So at the end of the day, if you leave and you think you leave, it's going to end up, you know, jeopardizing the kids. It's going to jeopardize you unhappy. It's going to lead them in the wrong direction of what happiness is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my whole thing is this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm supposed to be at work right now, you know what I'm saying? People calling me, you know what I'm saying, telling me to do this and do that, you know what I'm saying? Man, I don't want to hear that shit, you know what I'm saying, for real. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this. I mean, for real, I'm being real. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm looking like this, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make stuff right, but if all we doing is arguing, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hell, which way to, hey, let me know. Like I said, for real, because I'm like, I'm 1 foot in and I'm 1 foot out, put it like that.
Do you want to be with this woman, man?
Man, you know what? I do, but at the same time, though, man, the bullshit, I don't know if I can take it too much longer.
That's all you can do. As a woman, we want honesty even though it may hurt us. I mean, a real woman, dude. That's just me. And at the end of the day, if you sit down and you sit there and you really be real with me and say, you know what, I'm almost about to leave your ass, and this is the reason why.
Hold on, baby, stay the same way.
And if she chooses to stay the same way, then you gotta come up in your mind, bro, and just basically take that step.
Baby, you can only be honest for so long. I done been honest to the fact of whatnot that it's forcing me to lie. You know what I'm saying? For real. I mean, right now, my situation and whatnot, I'd rather lie now. You know what I'm saying? Just sit up here and make it seem like I got a damn chance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, Sean, was that you just made that statement?
No, that was Monique.
Oh, was that Monique?
Yes.
Hey, Monique, how you doing?
Hey, Zach.
I ain't gonna lie, though, you know what I'm saying, real talk, though, hey, me going through my situation, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying, hey, what's going on with one of y'all lovely ladies on the phone? Maybe y'all could be my next woman.
Next one!
I'm gonna tell you right now, with a real one like myself, bro, you're gonna have to finish your old before you step into the new, baby. I don't come in with the mix of extra drama. And any real woman that unnice smell is definitely not gonna work,
girl. Who's this doing this talking? Who's this doing
talking?
Who is that talking?
Oh,
who's
this
talking? I'm
sorry. It's Ayo, man.
No, not you. I'm talking about the young lady that was just talking a second ago.
Oh, that's my baby brother
Monique.
Right there, man.
That was Monique?
Yes,
no, this is Lamar, man, my baby brother.
Okay, hey, Monique.
Yes.
Now, Lamar, he ain't no disrespectful person. You know, he chilling. So this is what Lamar was thinking when you said that.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Hell no. Hell no. That's great. Hey, hey, but she, hey.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's pretty much balanced out, though.
Lamar, look at man.
No,
bottom
I'm just
line,
joking,
man. If you tired, man, just do like we say up here at Sin City.
Kick the country ass to the curb.
Hey, B, man, you already know what it is, man. Like, hey, I'm tired, but damn. Like I said, that's the problem about it, you know what I'm saying? See, the whole thing about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired, but at the same time, I love her, you know what I'm saying? I'm being real on that. I do. I really do, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, so it ain't like it's just that damn easy. But.
Man, I feel you. I feel you, brother. But, hey, look here, man. Check this out.
I'm accepting applications.
You taking applications? Hey. Hey, well, see, now this is what you got to do, dog. This is what you got to do. You got to go to sincity.spruce.com.
You gotta put your page on that, man. You gotta let everybody see who you are. Trust me, we got a lot of beautiful women on our page, man. You need to go and check it out.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like I said, well, all right, that's what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, because these ladies you got on your phone, ooh, yeah, y'all sound too good. That sounds like y'all got problems like me, you know what I'm saying? Here, maybe we can figure this shit out together.
Hello? Hey, my man say he got problems. He needs somebody to help him figure his problems out.
Yeah, hey, at least a little company, you know what I'm saying? I'm off on Mondays and Tuesdays. I can make it a Friday every now and then. And so, shit, hey, we all, you know what I'm saying, just sit up there and we just kick back. All of y'all, we can all go out at one time.
Ladies, y'all heard that?
I hear it.
Y'all heard that?
Yeah,
you hear it. All right. Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly what Lamar just said.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. You got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best. Both of us.
And that's what it is. You just got to believe in me, baby. I want to be your sister, your brother, your uncle, your cousin. All you got to do right now is, hey, look, just be my right-hand man. That's all I'm saying. Be my right-hand man. So what up? Hey, we all going to kick it one day. I know y'all local, right?
No.
Hey,
we got local. We got some way out, dog. We got them all.
Let me tell you something. Look, hey, I got bus fare, plane fare. We can meet up. What y'all want to do?
Oh, shit. What's up?
I mean, hey, look. I'm trying to solve my problem. I'm asking, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe y'all can, you know what I'm saying, help me cure my situation.
Damn. I think you got to speak
with us.
That's the first time they ever been this quiet, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, my question is, how are you supposed to figure out your situation with me in your space? I'm trying to understand.
Because, look, I'm really trying to understand. Because what you don't understand is, evidently, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got that understand the woman, that woman I can talk to at home like I want to. So,
okay,
therefore.
Yourself. You're telling me that you love your woman, but at the same time you tell me you love your woman, you're over here trying to make extra room for somebody else.
Right.
You got problems in your
hold
house.
Hold on now. Like I said, see.
You're supposed to be putting your 100%. You might
see,
be getting
you ain't heard what went down.
Right.
It doesn't matter what went down.
You still in it. That's what I'm saying.
Let her respond, baby. Let her respond.
Like see, what you're understanding is I put my 100 in. So since I put my 100 in, you know what I'm saying? That shit right there, now everything else is in the open. So right now, I'm trying to see what not, you know what I'm saying? Like, if something out there going to make me happy to the point of what not that I can just live for me and mine. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. I understand you're 100.
That's kind of sort of a little bit, not really. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not.
Do y'all live in the same house?
Okay, all right. Hey, we all talking at one time. We can only all speak at only one person at a time. Now, who is this? Somebody just asked a question about do y'all still live in the same house? Who asked that question?
I did. Sorry.
John, say, are y'all in the same house with Lamar? You and this woman?
First of all, Sean, you sound good saying that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sean.
Oh, my God.
No, but on the real, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like that right now, I mean, we sitting in the same crib, but I'm working on my own little crib right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a crib big enough for now so my kids can come through. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can come through there when I make some eggs or something for them or something. I don't know.
Lamar.
What up, dog?
Bottom line, this is what you want to do.
With pussy.
That's the bottom line, right?
All the time. No, real talk. I mean, like, look. I mean, like, man, no, for real. I mean, I want that good girl, man. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened, you know what I'm saying? I spent 13 years of my life for a night, for some or not that I thought was there for me, and it really wasn't. So, like I said, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I explore. I'm bullshitting a lot, you know what I'm saying, right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, I'm looking for that person who will not to kick it with me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody come out here and just steal my heart for a minute.
There you go.
I mean, that's excellent. But what about, I mean, you spent 13 years with someone.
that's quite a bit of time frame to spend with someone. Why not spend some time alone and really focus on Lamar and focus
man,
on Lamar?
Let me tell you something. Like I said, I've been married, so I spent a lot of time alone. You know what I'm saying? Like
he said, he's married, so he spent a lot of time alone.
You know what I'm saying? I just spent a lot of time alone. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shit, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, catch somebody or whatnot that's going to be there for me. Like I said, man, look, I ain't rushing into shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. I'm looking for somebody, you know, hey, just kick, you know what I'm saying, for a little minute. Sit up there, you know what I'm saying, go back, bust a couple shots of Hennessy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Throw back a couple beers or whatever.
You looking for a good time?
Huh?
Nothing wrong with looking for a good time.
All right, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. A good time, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, and if it lead to another situation, then they do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said.
So basically, who said looking for a good time? Who was that said that?
That was Monique.
So Monique, I guess basically, since you're responding to Lamar real good, this is what Lamar trying to ask you on the low. He just don't want everybody else to know.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
I'm just saying. I hope it work out for you, bro. I really do. I hope it work out.
No, real talk. Hey, look, man. Hey, I thank y'all for me on the show. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, still though, I ain't getting off this show when I, you know what I'm saying, I meet up at least one of these ladies.
There you go. Hey, Lamar. I tell you what. This is what you do. Come on over here to the layer, man. We're going to chop it up. We're going to put your page on sincity.spruce.com. That way everybody gets to see who you are.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, then. All right, well, look, y'all be easy, man. I'm about to sound off right now.
No, man, don't sound off until you hear the Chronicle, dog. You got to wait for the Chronicle, man.
I got to wait. All right, well, go ahead. Do your thing, then.
Yeah, you got to wait for saying, the Chronicle. Kick back and relax, cuz. We got
it's
you.
It's all good.
Now, Miss Monique, now you got the floor. What's on your mind? Other than Lamar.
Oh, Miss Monique, I'm on your mind like that. I love it.
If that's what makes you get through the night, boo-boo, you can show you that right hand and think about me. It's all
yeah,
on you.
Yeah, you talking about through the night. The way you talking to one, you can make me get through the week.
Hey, however your mind works, that's on you.
Huh?
I said, however your mind works, that's on you, sweetheart.
Hey, it ain't about how my mind works. It's about how you work.
Oh, I work over here, away from the mall. But no, really, I don't have much on my mind. I really just chimed in, give my cuz support. And I do enjoy these type of talks because I do like to talk about these type of talks. I'm a hairstylist, so I deal with a lot of different issues, a lot of people's issues. So, and my
that's cool.
So
that means you could do my daughter head in. How old is you anyway, if you don't mind me asking?
Let's fly your daughter down to Texas, sweetheart. No, I will not be able to do your daughter's hair. I am 30. We'll be 31 in 2 weeks, actually.
That's all good. Like I said, so you trying to tell me I can't come to Texas?
You are free will to come to Texas all you want to. Texas is a big state. You can enjoy yourself and have a good time.
Yeah, but I ain't coming to no damn Texas just to see no damn Cowboys game. I'm coming out there to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry, boo-boo. Some I'm already taking. I'm sorry.
It's all good. Hey, tell your guy I said hi.
I sure will. I will tell him Lamar says hi.
Hey, and what you do? Hey, no, for real. Hey, tell him you. I said hi. You know what I'm saying? Then you tell him or not, like, shit, you know what I'm saying? You the past, and then you're going to introduce me as the future.
I think I am going to tell him that today. See what his opinion is on it.
That's what it is, baby.
Go ahead, cuz. Listen to my cousin, boy. You get it, boy. You get it.
Shit is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, like I said, hey, I'm out looking for a love connection. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying, get something, take my mind off, you know what I'm saying, my situation.
I told you what to do, man. Come on down. Come on down here to the layup, man. You know why, man. Come down here. We're going to chop it up, dog. We're going to put your page on there. We're going to put your profile on there, dog. We're going to see what it do. I'm telling you, dude, we got beautiful women on Sin City. But, nah, I'm going to tell you now. You ain't showing nothing. They ain't saying nothing. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
Yeah. What y'all want to see, ladies?
Whatever you want to put on there.
So I show mine, you show yours.
Mine's already there.
Say all that now. No, not. Come on now. Hey, don't be no hypocrite about this shit. I show mine, you show yours.
See, already everybody except the good reverend. Everybody except the good reverend.
The good reverend on the phone.
Yeah, Red on the phone.
Yeah, good Red
don't go like that all the time.
And if we having this type of talk, Lord Jesus, I'm going to have to repent three times tomorrow.
I know. You know what? Hey, for real. Hey, excuse me for my fornication, and excuse me for me fornicating tomorrow.
Well, Rev, can you tell me you've been blessed, son?
Rev just had to put the phone down on from us, man.
All right, y'all, I guess it's time. We're going to go ahead and run this chronicle right quick. This is a new Chronicles. She just put her page up on the site, too. Her name is Sasha. This is her chronicle, y'all, so sit back. And
my name is Sasha, and this is my chronicle. It all started at the club. We were dancing and grinding as if making love right on the dance floor. He whispered in my ear,
"Damn, girl, I want your ass right now."
Hearing those words started making my pussy tingle. We left the club shortly thereafter. On the way back to the spot, we kept eyeing each other, just anticipating what was coming next. When we got back to the spot, I sat down and he cracked the bottle. He made us both drinks and sat next to me on the couch and handed me mine. I took a sip, and next thing I knew, he was kissing on my neck, kissing it from ear to shoulder. My heart started to race, and my pussy was yelling to get it in. I started to caress his body, rubbing it with passion. He started to nibble on my ear, and then moved to my breast. As he was kissing and sucking, he pulled off my shirt. He undid my bra, and my heart started to race faster and faster. We began kissing while he was undoing my pants. As soon as he got them off, he was pulling my lacy panties over to get to my clit. He started licking it as if it was like candy. His tongue is moving faster and his lips lock in on my clit. My legs start to tremble and I could feel my pussy start to get wet. I started to rip off his shirt and pants. I could feel my pussy yearning for his hard dick. I started stroking his dick with my hand to get it hard. It got harder and harder. I push him on the floor and start sucking it like never before. I'm sucking and licking and twirling my tongue around while I'm sucking it faster. We move from the couch to the floor, kissing and rubbing each other. He pushed me down on my back.
Damn, girl, you're fucking pussy. What is hell?
Of course, I'm thinking, yeah, and it was that dick. He takes off my panties and sticks it in. My body was getting hotter and hotter, wanting his dick to go deeper and deeper. Seconds later, I can feel my pussy about to climax. He can feel my legs start to shake as I'm getting to my peak.
Fuck, girl, this shit is good.
And that dick is the best. I climax. My body starts to tremble, and he goes deeper. He flips me on my stomach and starts hitting it from the back. I start to moan louder and louder. Oh, baby. Oh. He grabs my ass and starts pumping it harder and deeper. I can feel as though I'm going to come again. And I think, why so soon? But oh, it's so good. As I come, I grab him by the neck and pull him closer to me. Oh, baby. Oh, shit. He starts to nibble on my ear again, and I'm moaning louder because that feeling is so intense running through my whole body. He starts to go slower, putting passion and force into his strokes. He then pulls my hair back.
Oh, shit, girl. Oh, fuck.
I feel his dick going deeper as he comes. He begins going slower again and soon lays on my back and whispers in my ear,
"Baby, that shit was amazing."
I say back to him, "Baby, that shit was bomb."
There we go, there we go. Another chronicle in the books.
y'all think about the Chronicle. Let's go with Butter. Butter, what you think about the Chronicle?
I'm sorry, I had to step out for a second.
Oh, you missed the Chronicle?
Yes,
Candy,
I did.
Candy, what you think? Candy, what you think about the Chronicle?
That was hot.
Okay. Janine?
I liked it. I really liked it. It was very good.
Neither.
Sean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it. I loved it.
The Good Reverend.
It was
what
interesting.
Interesting.
I said it was interesting.
All right. Monique from Texas.
I think I need to listen to it every week. Is this every week? Maybe I need to get on the phone more often because I'm missing some shit.
Okay, that's just my opinion. I'm sorry.
Don't judge me, okay? Goddamn it, don't judge me.
Well, damn, Monique. We can put you one down, too, now. We can play yours next week.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You good?
I'm good. I'm about to go outside and smoke a cigarette real quick. I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, Janine got a Chronicle. Sean, what your Chronicle at, Sean? Candy.
Well,
Buddy, you got your poetry on there, so you good. Sean, Candy.
Well, hey, I don't know about y'all, but I'm in my Sasha right now. Oh, okay.
Okay, so are your Chronicles something that these people actually went through? I mean, it's on personal things, or is it made up? Is it fictional?
They're supposed to be real stories.
Okay.
It's just one of your sex cabades, that's all.
You ain't got to use no names.
Oh, I know.
Just tell us how it was laid down.
Mm-hmm.
We'll record it, put it on the radio for you.
Well, yeah. I'm going to reenact. And then I'm gonna reenact Naz, and then I'm gonna hit y'all up.
Oh, you wanna do one live, huh?
I'm gonna do one live for y'all. Shit.
Hey, it sounds like a plan.
That's gonna be the best product for y'all ever heard. For real, I'll be bullshit.
Well, we do Chronicles on Wednesday night. So,
hold on, dog. We're going to have to get her a private number. We're going to inbox you the private number, Sean. So, you just call us. You let us know when you ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now, come on with your questions. You say you had some questions. Drop them.
There, okay. I want to ask the lady something. I want to ask this now. This pertains to you too, Tyma. I'm going to ask the ladies first because, I mean, I hear it. I mean, you know, you hear it. You know, we always say what we want. We want a lady in the streets but a freak in the bed. So now I want to ask the ladies, do y'all feel like when y'all with that man, do y'all want him to treat y'all like that freak, that let's get it in, that bust down, whatever, however he want to do it. But long as he, you know, I mean, this is just strictly in the bedroom. I ain't talking about in the streets. I'm sitting in the bedroom. Or do you feel like he's still supposed to treat you just like, I want to be treated like a lady even in the bedroom? What's up, Butter? Butter?
I'm sorry, I had y'all on mute for a second. I thought you heard me. I said, basically, that's basically the problem I had, you know what I'm saying? The thug part is sexy, but, you know what I'm saying, when you get into a certain time or place, you're able to change.
Okay, so, I'm asking, what about in the, I'm talking about in the bedroom. I ain't talking about in the streets, I'm talking about the bedroom. Y'all in the bedroom.
I know.
I mean,
I like that.
You like the thug passion in the bedroom, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What about you, Candy?
Oh, yeah. I like that passion, too. That.
Sandy, we're going to start asking you the question first, but we're going to let you answer last because you take a
That's how you get down, okay.
No, I'm just messing with you, Candy. You know, I'm just teasing you. Janine,
yeah.
What's up, baby? How you on it?
Now, y'all already know.
I mean,
y'all keep that lovey-dovey garbage somewhere else.
Lovey-dovey garbage. Not the lovey-dovey garbage. Sean, you want him to hit it hard, or you want to make love to you?
Man, I want him to mix it up. I want him to start out making love, and then I want him to start banging my head on the fucking headboard and pulling my hand and smacking the shit out of me.
Wow. She wants abuse.
Yeah, what you do is you inbox that down, boy.
You can go back to the flow.
Yeah, you inbox that number and we gonna do your chronicles live. Yeah, you inbox that number, please do. Rev, what's up, Rev? Rev, you gonna answer that question or do you please?
I can answer the question.
I'm just, you know, Rev, I got it.
Oh, y'all just be tripping. I feel like he can do whatever he wants to in the bedroom.
Okay, so far. We back to 1,000 so far. Monique, what's up, baby?
I like a mixture of both. I mean, I love for a man to put my hair and slap me around. I mean, I'm down with it. I mean, but at the same time, you have to know when to come in and chime in and get that sensitive. Like when I'm, you know, one of those good times when you're climaxing, you just, you know, you break your neck, just, you know, calm me down, bring me down. Bring me down just a little bit, and then just come back and be like, oh, it ain't done. Something like that. You know, just a mixture. Always does well. That lovey-dovey shit, that shit get boring. I'll fall asleep on your ass quick. Like,
damn.
Are you done? Like, roll over and get mine, like, quick, because you was over here on some bullshit. I mean,
that's that on the side shit. You just roll up on your face. Hey, okay.
Ain't no lag. Trust. Mark in your book. First
y'all is hard on the brother.
Hey.
But I like it. I love it. Trust.
I mean, but what's
up, baby?
That...
Oh, go ahead, Monique.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
well,
hold
if you
on.
Had that
one second.
If you had that connection with that person, then automatically this is going to feel the vibe. It's all about the vibe that you have in the bedroom with somebody. It ain't something you go in and program with either.
Okay, that's understandable. That's understandable. Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Nothing. What's going on?
I don't know. Did you hear the question?
Yeah, I heard the question.
Are you
waiting on me to ask?
Hey, you want that man Dingo or you want Babyface?
Answer, girl.
Who you want, man Dingo or Babyface?
I mean, it depends. I like role play, so I mean, it depends on what we doing. I mean, it depends on the ambiance, everything that's going on. If it's like a little romantic night, nice and slow, might be all right. I mean, it better get to some ass smacking and,
okay,
you know, hair pulling later, but you can start.
I'm
going to
ask you a question, Sunshine. I'm going to ask you a question. You say you like to role play. Do you like to play burglar? For sure.
You almost made me choke. What the hell?
I'm just asking, do you like to play burglar?
No, I don't play with that one.
Okay, I'm just making sure because you sound like you got you a pistol on standby, so I don't need that double tap in my life.
Yeah,
I don't need
burglar,
that double tap.
I don't think you play with that one.
Okay, I'm just making sure because you seem like as soon as I come in with that mask on, pop, nigga, you should have been playing.
Right, like you can text me and let me know or something.
Well, see, you might know it's being thinking, be like, okay, you know what, motherfucker? I told you the other day to take that garbage out. You looked at me like I was crazy. Tap tap. No, never mind. I ain't playing with you and Jadine. You and Jadine no play fair. Okay. Now I'm gonna go down to my guys. D, what's happening, man?
What's up, man?
Okay,
I just got off work, man.
All right, okay, nothing wrong with that.
Gotta make the donuts.
Now check this out, man. When you get your old lady in that room, when it's D time, it's time for D to put it down.
Right.
Do you treat her like okay? Okay, baby, I love you. I want to be, you know, the romantic or all this. So you like, okay, I'm finna treat you like that bust down and just tear her ass up.
It depends, man. Depends on how you feeling and what kind of mood you're in. Cause you got to look at it like you're either in the mood to make love, right? Where you're gonna be romantic, rub her down, and do all that stuff, right? Make it all wet, or you just like, you know, you're ready to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Where you just like, you know what? Just rip off the panties.
Okay, D, I understand that we got a lot of ladies on the line, and I know you want to get that obvious answer to make them say, ooh, yeah. But, D, come on, D, let's be real. I'm a man, too. You know damn well that when you get up in it and it's getting good, you want to act a donkey up there. You want to act a complete and utter flame. Now, not to say that we, because it's some situations that we can't. We can't all the time. But come on now, D. Let's be real now. You know damn well that if she gave you the green light and say, go ahead, Daddy, just take it. Every time you're going to tear it up. You're going to try to knock the line out of
it. If you put it that way. Yeah, if you put it that way, then you just slap some spit on your fingers and make it wet and go for it.
No, I didn't mean like that, D. Not spit on your fingers, right? Freestyle, D. God damn, calm down. Hold on, D. You got to look. Just spit on his fingers. Oh, yeah, you going to take this. No, D. Okay. That would work for you, D. I ain't mad at you, dog. No. Oh, wow. D said he's going to spit on it. Oh. Okay, ladies, let me. Can, okay. All right. Oh, shit, D. Hold up, man.
Hey, I'm just being real, man.
Hey, man, I feel you, man. But it just, like, a prison movie just popped up in my head when you said that, man. It was just pitching, motherfucking, talking about, you shouldn't be doing this, man. The Lord don't want us like this. I mean, you the,
hey, but you know what? Sometimes the ladies like you like this too, though, man.
You said, well, now.
Ladies, sometimes I think the ladies want you to. Sometimes they want you to take it. They want you to take control, man. Just take that shit, man.
Look here, bro. You just got on, so I'm gonna tell you this now. Don't wear a mask. If you're fucking with your name and sunshine, do not wear a mask.
What's with the mask?
Look, bro. You might just want to trust me on this one. Just don't wear no mask. All black, yeah, that's cool. But do not put on a mask.
Hey, we got somebody new to the show. We got a first time caller to the show. Deborah.
I didn't say I was a first time caller.
She's been on here before.
For real?
Straight off the shoulder. What's up, Deborah? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Check this out. We got this topic going on that kind of trying to figure out how you want to be treated when you're in the bedroom. You want them to come all baby face or you want them to come Mandingo?
90% of the time Mandingo.
Okay, there you go. Hey, okay,
there you go.
You got a page on SinCity.Spruce.com?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I think I started one, but I ain't finished.
Okay, now see, man, you didn't have this conversation before, Deborah. Last time you was on here, what's taking so long? We want to see what we gonna put. We want to see what we gonna lay our Mandingo down at.
I'm a finisher.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. You know what? Timer.
What up, dude?
What's cracking? I haven't heard from everybody but you. I mean, you. I didn't hear DC gonna spit on his hands and put that penitentiary dick on him. Hey, y'all, don't let the smooth taste fool y'all. Do not let the smooth taste fool y'all. D will tear your ass up. What about you, dog? How you feeling, man? What you feel about that situation?
Man, I want somebody I could just dominate. I'd rather just go in and just dominate. I want her to just be submissive and just let me do whatever the hell I want to do and let it ride.
Okay. Okay. As long as you ain't got to spit and all that shit, right? All right, which leads me to a question.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that, man. I hear you, dog. I mean, you did your time. You're a free man now. I'm just fucking with you, D. But, lady, let me ask you. What, and please describe to me the perfect date. What is the perfect date? I'm going to start with Sunshine. Sunshine, what's the perfect date?
It's got to be more than 9 inches. And maybe
more than 9 inches. You say what
maybe
now?
Maybe the conference about 2 inches or bigger. And it's got to be
10 inches or bigger.
I said 2 inches round or bigger.
Wow, okay. God damn, girl. Wait a minute, I done seen your picture. You got a petite frame. You trying to take 10 inches?
What my frame got to do with it?
Hey, I'm just saying, I like you. Hey, baby, hey, I'm on your side. You ain't be bullshitting when you talking about Mandingo, huh?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hey, I ain't knocking your hustle. Deborah, what's the perfect dick, Deborah?
I don't know. I got to be long and thick, and they got to know how to use it.
Long, thick, I know how to use it. Okay. Rev, you can answer this question?
Yes, I can.
Uh-oh. Hold on, let me get my pen. Yeah, I got my pen. All right, go ahead, Rev.
I'm tired of you now.
Okay, I'm just listening.
There is no perfect one now. You got to have a perfect man behind it and know what to do with it.
Oh. Preach, man. Preach. That's what I'm talking about. Preach, man.
Okay. Monique, the question falls to you.
I have to say the same thing. It has to be a decent man behind it. If you, I mean, his dick coming down, it doesn't trust him. I know.
Oh.
I mean, everybody's had small, and I'm sorry, it's been something that was big that didn't know what they was doing with it. It's been something that's small that's been holding it down. But my mom always told me, don't marry no big dick nigga because he will have your shit fucked up. And I believe what she says. But
okay.
But shit up, your insides will be on the ground. Trust me when I tell you. Not that I know firsthand, nothing like that. But it's all about that perfect man. Because I'm sorry, my most intimate sex or most extreme, the 10th power climax came from a man that I had emotionally attached with. You know, you'll fight our problems. So if it was a good man behind, and he pleases me in every form. It's mentally and sexually. That's a damn good time in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel.
I mean, that makes us big. I mean, it makes us be more in the bedroom as well, which they fuck is you.
Monique.
I'm sorry. I'll be rambling on. I'm sorry.
The show is only an hour and a half long.
Wait a minute. Hold up. We got the Reverend and the Deacon now.
Whatever. You know we right. You know we right. You need to go somewhere with that nonsense.
We on for an hour and a half, y'all.
Okay, Sean, the question falls to you.
Give me about 8.5.
8.5. Okay.
Yep.
What about you?
Who's next, man?
I asked Janine. She gave that sound like she's still thinking.
I didn't hear you say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. What's perfect day today?
Fat and juicy.
Fat and juicy.
The length is okay. The length has to be a nice size, but I like it fat. Where the head is looking at me and make, you know, it just kissable.
Damn.
That motherfucker said,
"Damn!" Did I show you my 18?
Somebody's attention, Janine. That motherfucker said, "Damn!"
I'm gonna inbox you some 8x10s, I guess. So I just wanna let you know. I just wanna see what you're thinking. Mother, baby, what's the perfect one?
Well, I think it really has to do with the motion in the ocean. Like I think Felicia said, you know, they're as long as they know what they're doing, they're the one that's making it. But I do like a chocolate thick one, you know, it's just something about them. But, you know, it's really the motion in the ocean.
Hey, you know, help me out. Help me understand when they say the motion in the ocean. So as a woman, what does that actually mean when you say it's the motion in the ocean?
It's your motion and my ocean. It's how you work it, I guess.
So I got to make sure, I'm going to get kind of explicit here, but I got to make sure the dick is hitting the clip just right.
You know, everybody's uterus isn't shaped the same. And if you go in and ain't, you know, warm anywhere, you know, hitting different spots right, you know, it can
That's
be uncomfortable for both of us. Yeah.
That's where the hooks come in it.
Yeah.
So if I ain't got a hook, I'm fucked. If I ain't got a hook, right?
I mean, you know.
Hook don't catch it.
You know, it depends on how you work your thing. That's yours. It belongs to you, and you know. It's sad when somebody is truly blessed and they don't know how to work it. That's a sad combination.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all, I done said this once, and as Young Dolomite, I'm gonna say it again.
So I pulled out the dick. It was so shiny, it looked like it was painted. The hoe took one look and damn near fainted. I stuck it in the bitch, and the bitch began to shout. Said, "Oh, Mr. Dolomite, take that motherfucker out."
What?
Will you?
That's me. Candy. Candy.
Yeah.
We got 14 minutes left to the show.
All I have to say is I just like it fat. It don't matter what size it is, I'll work it regardless.
As long as it's fat. Give me them 2 inches of fat dick. I'm going to work the shit out of it.
There you go. You got to work with what you got. And I'll do that.
Hey, I got a question for the ladies. Can I ask a question for the ladies?
Sure.
Go ahead, dog.
Hey, does it matter if a guy is uncircumcised or not?
Oh, we've had this conversation.
I must have missed it. I may have missed it. I got that link.
Yeah.
They ain't down with that, man.
I'm not agreeing with that. What?
I'm not agreeing with that.
Monique, talk to me.
I'm being...
Damn, don't talk like you ain't circumcised, bro.
He might not be.
You got a dolphin boy? You got one of them little dolphin boys?
No, I'm straight, dude. I'm straight. I'm just trying to get a survey.
Go ahead, Monique. My bad.
Go ahead, boy.
I mean, I've had circumcised and uncircumcised, and personally to me, I think I'm not going to say one is better than the other, but I'm going to say that I was definitely pleased with the uncircumcised man.
Shit.
The reason I asked that, I just heard women say it feels funny, you know, and it turns them off. When the guys
it's not crazy. All the way there. It's something missing.
I'm glad I'm in the circumcised group.
It's probably over there.
Yeah, the way
but
you spit
Well,
you over there spitting on shit. I should hope you are.
I feel like, you know, it might not be as clean. You know, it's all closed up and, you know.
Right. It's like AWAS or something.
Yeah.
You might got lint in it or something from your draw.
Oh my
goodness. You gotta move it over just to see the actual DMV.
I know. Oh, put a rubber band around it.
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
come on. You're gonna be sucking on number 10. Y'all are so cruel.
Hold on, y'all. I gotta put everybody on mute. All right, check this out. Public service announcement. We at 10 City do not discriminate against the brothers that ain't circumcised. We ain't got nothing below for y'all. Y'all call the show. We want y'all to call the show and keep hope alive.
You got a dolphin boy, you got a dolphin boy. That's all on you.
That's all. That's it. We don't condone it or none of that good stuff. So y'all show us some love. Keep calling the show, brothers. We ain't going to judge y'all.
Stop. It's never too late.
Not the dolphin boys. Well, I answer that question, man. For the fellas, well, for me, as long as they make rubbers, I'll fuck anybody.
Mm.
What?
That's nasty.
What is
this? That's why they make rubbers.
Oh, you can't fuck anybody.
Rubbers break. Right.
That's why it come three in a pack.
Who said that?
I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all know what? Y'all are so easy. I just get y'all riled up so quick. Just get riled up real quick.
We ain't riled up yet.
You ain't getting me riled up.
Candy, don't you talk. Don't you talk, Candy, because... Your little show last night.
You shut up.
Oh. Oh my bad.
That's a do over. I gotta learn how to do that. So that's a do over.
All right, well check this out. We got 9 minutes left.
Give me until next week. Let me write out some notes. You know what I'm saying? Do my searching and you know,
Hush
research.
Hush, woman. Butter, let her take some notes from you, all right? You ready, baby?
No, I need Janine notes.
I want Butter's notes tonight. Come on, Butter, let's do this.
Yeah, do it, Butter.
We got that very white in the background. Come on, baby, let's do this. Let's make it happen.
Tell me a secret.
Hello?
No, you ain't scared.
I don't just want to know about any secret.
Okay, I forgot the phone was on mute. You know, I got to make it. Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Lay on down. I want to dance for you.
Alright.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You know you got a Vaseline right now.
Man, you fucking up the moment, dude. Come on. Come on, buddy. I ain't trying to hear nobody else's voices but her. Let's do this.
Okay, I'm dancing for you.
Alright, I like the way you move.
Yeah. You like the way I bend over and touch my toes and these stilettos.
Definitely. No, you got on boots. Remember, you got on boots.
I got on stiletto boots, baby.
Okay.
I know what you like.
What I like, baby?
These stiletto boots I got on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this whipped cream and cherries in my other hand.
You know, I got a sweet tooth.
I know. That's why I got it for you, Daddy.
Okay, spread it out.
I'm pouring the whipped cream on your dick like a little ice cream cone.
It's warm,
but
too.
I can lick you off and suck you up and make you feel good.
That's
why I take control again.
All right. Kick back the light. I want to feel you.
Yeah.
Man, would you shut up?
Oh, Lord. Okay, okay. Thank you.
Lena.
Thank you.
Thank you. Girl, I just...
I'm talking to my baby. I'm sorry.
The kid that came in the room.
Yeah. You come and bringing me shoes and she come and bringing me shoes and stuff. Ready to. Thank you.
You bought the stiletto boots.
let's get back to the topic today. All right, come on now. You got the whipped cream and the cherry.
Yeah, and I done already bucked you up and made you go through that first night.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing with your balls while I'm sitting on your face. If I'm gonna straddle you backwards and make you scream my name. You ready for that, Daddy?
I'm ready.
Yeah. So I'm riding you backwards. And it's gush and wet. I feel your thighs tightening up also. I know you like this ride, even though I can't hear you. Because your body is just, you can't handle it. I'm going to have to stop. I don't want you to have a heart attack.
I'm in shape. I just came off a 2-mile run, baby.
Okay.
I can handle it.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I'm good. I'm good.
All right. You won't child support it out your ass. Oh, what the hell?
What?
Oh, my screen just was jumping all over the place.
Damn. That's good.
I was
you
trying to
do all
this.
Over it.
Yeah. You weren't trying to do all that?
Nah.
That motherfucker got excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He didn't press everything.
Right. His dick hit the keyboard.
He got excited, boy.
How did I? Please tell.
All right. Thank you, bud. I appreciate that. Candy, did you get some notes?
That ain't what I was looking for, but okay.
Well, really? Okay, how did y'all think I did? Tell the truth.
I thought it was nice.
I'm gonna tell you.
That's the button I was looking for.
Take your dick out your hand. You might get to it. You said that.
Hey! Don't you put my business out there, buddy? You got any last words?
I enjoyed this evening. I had to. I can't believe my heart is just like, can't believe I just did that.
Okay. Candy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed the show. And I'm gonna keep going on the no stuff.
All right. Janine. You ain't last word, Janine?
Nice show. I'm gonna have me one last drink before I go to bed.
Drink on. Sean, you got any last words?
Yeah. The show was good. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Cool in the gang. We got here. We got the good Rev. Rev, what's up, Rev? You got any last words?
I enjoyed the show.
That's it? That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Monique, you got any last words, Monique?
Oh, I enjoyed myself, and I definitely will try to make it when I have an off night.
I was thinking we do it every Tuesday and Wednesday, 8:30 to 10. Never change. Sunshine.
Yeah.
You got any last words, Sunshine?
Yeah, it was a good show, and we'll play a craft with a bit.
Huh?
You said as long as you got a rubber, you'll fuck anything. You'd be the ran up in something, that rubber be the melted on your ass.
I was just playing, man. Damn. Hold on, I got it.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
D, you got any last words, man?
Nah, good show, man, as always, man. Good show, man. All y'all ladies stay up. And the fellas too, man.
All right, dog. Take us out, man.
No, SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit that chat room. We going to be in there tonight, right now. All right, check out. We holler at y'all next week. Peace.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Injection, fellas.
Yes, you're it when you call on my name.